And they're off for another Give270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby-winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Walker's K. Now, this is a little bit of a newer entrant into the market. It is a Kentucky straight bourbon that is finished with sherry cask staves. Now, I don't know if that means it goes into a sherry cask finished bourbon or barrel, or if they just throw some staves in the barrel. I honestly have no idea. But it is a mash bill of 70% Kentucky corn, 21% winter rye, 9% malted barley. Now, here's a little bit of the backstory on here as well, is that this is made by fishermen for fishermen. We partnered with Carrie Chen, an intrepid fisherman and adventurer and globally acclaimed marine artist, to create art for our bourbon to honor this iconic sport and connect with the people that love it. And it's a touch of fisherman's lifestyle, sophisticated yet humble. So
that sounds like you.
Yeah. Maybe not the humble part sometimes.
Yeah.
Or sophisticated.
Maybe that's me. No, I'm kidding.
But it does say it gets inspiration from the Bahamas. Proceeds from every bottle goes to help the Bohemian community. It is non-age dated, coming from Owensboro, Kentucky. They say that, and they already claim it, it does come from Green River. But it has an SRP of $37.
Oh, pretty good price.
Pretty good price. Non-age dated. So we know it's probably at least 4 years old.
From Owensboro to the Bahamas.
Yes, yes. Let's find that connection somehow. But let's go ahead and dive in with the nose. Did I say what the proof is on this thing? I don't think I did. It's 90 proof. So there we go. 90 proof.
Get a little, I feel like I get this with a lot of that Owensboro. It's like a candy apple, caramel apple. But there's a grape Skittle note in here too, probably from the sherry finish.
True. It's very, very subtle though.
Yeah, very subtle.
All right. On the note, or on the taste here. I think that grape Skittle shines up a little bit more here.
Yeah, there's some like really sweet corn pudding, a little bit of hint of that caramel apple, and then that like grape Skittle note's really pronounced. And then it's kind of, you know, flatter towards the finish.
Yeah. Again, 90 proof. I think that's probably extended a little bit here where it is kind of flattening out the finish, but
yeah, you got to keep it light if you're in the Bahamas.
That's true.
Can't be drinking barrel proof.
That's true.
Down by the equator.
And if you're fishing out on the boat, make sure you're not drinking barrel proof out there. You know, you got to make it nice and easy to be able to reel in the marlins.
Yep, exactly.
All right. So on the nose, how are you going to rate this?
Sideways. I mean, it was okay, but nothing like elevated for me.
True. And on the taste?
Sideways. I mean, there was a lot of good flavors there. I want them to be a little more pronounced. They're just a little light for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I'd say, pretty average.
Yeah.
So. And on the finish?
Sideways. Same. You know, it was light. There was nothing bad, but nothing, like, outstanding. So, it was just a good average pour for me.
Yeah. And at 35.
And at the price, you know.
Yeah, that's, $35 to $40, I think you're still getting a pretty good value for trying something a little bit different. And you get that little bit of a sherry note in there, too.
Hey, I'll drink it next time I go fishing.
There we go.
You want to go crappie fishing?
Well, if we can reel in a big one.
Well, they're not very big.
Then reel in a bunch of small ones?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Cheers, everybody. See you next time.